Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/station2station. Patrons get access to episode previews, annotated scripts, and behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/station2station. We also now have a merch store. If you'd like to wear your support for Station to Station or any of the other Procyon podcast shows, check out the link to our Tee Public store in our show notes.
This is Station to Station. Minisode 2. Consolidation.
This is a continuing debrief of Operation Astrid. Recording resumes May 15th, 20... Name and badge for the record.
Special Agent Riva Luther, badge number...
How's the leg holding up?
They're not cutting it off yet anyway.
You hear back about the scans?
I was supposed to 2 days ago, so ask me in another week. We doing this?
You need anything first? Water? Coffee?
No, I want to get into this.
Now, Agent Luther. Your undercover mission aboard the sailing ship Astrid began...
April 8th, Port of Seaward, Alaska.
And what was your role in Operation Astrid?
I was working undercover as an ROV technician. It's this little submarine you can operate from up top.
Were you briefed on your role prior to the mission?
Yes.
What did you understand to be the purpose of Operation Astrid?
Do we have to do this again?
Please answer the question, Agent Luther.
To document any evidence of money laundering on the part of the crew sponsor, Malex International. Or maybe fraud, insider trading, whatever we could get them for.
Agent Luther.
But we shouldn't start there. We should start with Riley Arbor.
What made you consider Arbor's disappearance suspicious?
Guy from last year, on day shift? That's Arbor, right?
Who?
The operator I replaced. Riley Arbor?
Sorry. Doesn't ring a bell.
Not the disappearance. It was the reaction.
Hey, Chan.
Hey, have you seen Addison McKinley pass by? You had a bit of a tiff with him a while ago, no?
No. That's not ringing any bells, man. You want to check out the lab tech, or...
No, but thanks.
Make that reactions. Multiple missing persons in the middle of the North Pacific and no one batting an eye, much less calling the Coast Guard.
In your incident report, you claim the crew and passengers appear to be memory wiped?
Yes. If you've got a better term for a bunch of people who suddenly can't remember who they were sharing a boat with, let's hear it.
You were alerted to this incident by...
Dr. Miranda Chien, scientist from the Institute of Advanced Biochemical Research Development. In the 4 days I have been aboard the SS Astrid, I have found that my research partner and best friend, Jonathan Costello, has disappeared.
I don't want to put you in danger, but you've always been smarter than me, and you've always been the one who knows what to do, so... I screwed it up real bad, and I'm not asking you to fix it. Please, please, just be careful.
The only clues I have about his disappearance are what seems to be an audio log and a stack of research notes that he left for me. I'm here to find out what happened. I can't remember what he looks like. I was listening to the tape, and I tried to think of his face, and there's nothing there. I can't picture any of it. I think I've got it now. It took me 3 cups of coffee to find out all the right pages. Some of these really are just covered in scribbles, I think, but some of them... I thought all those little lines were just doodles, but if you lay everything out together, they're more like channels. He was drawing a route.
It's in the engine room.
Malik's accounting department might be cooking the books. I don't know. But that thing they stowed below deck? Project Lazarus? That was something else.
This is ridiculous. I've been walking in a straight line nearly the whole time I've been here, and I should have walked clear out the side of the ship. I should be in the waves. The waves I haven't been able to feel for more than half an hour now. You know, I didn't even realize how used to that I was. God, where am I?
Right. It was at this point you allowed a member of the press to become involved in a highly classified operation.
It's Janelle, right?
Nettie's fine.
Miranda, what were you doing down there?
Same as you. I got an anonymous tip a while back that Malik's latest development project was going sideways. Lots of ethical violations, you know, safety issues too. Guess I found what I was looking for.
If the two of you are gonna do good cop, bad cop right now, one of you needs to offer me a cigarette.
Really? You think you can just laugh this off? We know you're up to something out here. You've been sneaking around this ship since it left port, sneaking and skulking and lurking.
Do you want to get a drink when we get back to shore? I mean, if we don't die, I think I'm really going to want a drink. If we don't die, I think I'd like that.
If we're speaking candidly, Agent, I think Nellie Cochran involved me.
So these two civilians come to you with some conspiracy theory?
With a list of missing persons.
What was your next step?
To get some answers. We started with 2 potential witnesses.
It's Jackie Simmons.
Seen arguing with one of the missing researchers just before his disappearance.
Who do you work for? Panoptics Incorporated.
Yeah, that one turned out to be a dead end. But our other guy...
Sebastian Fredrickson. I work in the lab right next to yours.
We should grab a coffee sometime. I could use a fresh set of eyes on my lab data.
Sure. Maybe tomorrow?
Tomorrow sounds great.
Still can't get on a first name basis, huh?
Sebastian?
Actually, it's Eugene.
Eugene Loschenk. head of risk management for Malix's special projects division. From what we pieced together, he'd been with the Lazarus Project since startup. And when his bosses decided the thing had wiped away too many personnel, they sent it and him out into the North Pacific. Best case scenario, Lo Shank deactivates the machine and everyone goes home happy. Worst case, some sailors and climate scientists stop existing and the thing sinks into the sea.
Sit down, we're not done yet.
The hell?
Goddamn! Cochran? Cochran, can you hear me? Someone's cut the power and Fredrickson just got away. We need to reconvene now.
Jesus. Cochran, can you hear me?
Barely.
Better than nothing. Where did you and the doc say that creepy hallway of yours started?
There's a doorway off the engine room. It goes all gray and weird after that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Santiago, tell me you didn't go through the door.
No, didn't have to. The whole back wall of the engine room's the same color.
Oh, God. It's spreading.
Since you've read my report, I guess you know which one of those turned out to be more likely. We lost Lo Shank when the engines went down. I never saw him again. I think the doc... By the time we had the engines running again, Dr. Chuen had some ideas about how to shut down the Lazarus, but...
Give me everything you have on how Lazarus works. I shut it down, and we don't speak to each other again. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Eugene Lo Shank was never on board.
Maybe she came up with that all on her own.
What's the plan, Doc?
Tomorrow morning, Nellie's going to set our mobile phones to broadcast to a laptop computer we'll be leaving with Simmons. It should disrupt the mechanism of erasure long enough for us to find the experiment's control room. In some cases, the effects of what's down there seem to warp subjects' conception of time and space. I need you and Nellie to help to make sure I'm seeing things clearly. If we can get to the center of it, I can do the rest.
You all got your flashlights? Earpieces working?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then let's get to work.
Do you hear that?
We had an accident in the lab.
It's coming from the other hallway.
A young woman.
We'll get there in a minute.
I think it's... I just need to check.
No, Miranda!
Go with her. I'll check the door.
Wait, Santiago! Oh my God! What happened?
I was trying to get the door unlocked. Goddamn thing. Came swinging at me out of nowhere. Shouldn't have hit
Jesus.
Me that hard. Didn't seem that heavy. I think my leg sliced the denim right open like it was nothing. I can't. Son of a bitch.
Stop.
Think I got a rib too.
Hold still, hold still.
At that point, Dr. Schwen proceeded into the experiment alone. I can't personally verify anything she reported happening next. Given the near destruction of the ship's engine, the Astrid captain and crew made the decision to change course for an emergency docking in Nome, Alaska. At which point, Operation Astrid came to an early conclusion, and, well, here we are. Any other questions, Agent?
Station to Station will return April 15th, 2019.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written and directed by Andrea Clausen. Sound engineering by Alex Yoon. Music by Samantha Jean Rivers. Featuring the voice of Emily Wong and Joe Chang as Miranda Chen. Nadine El Amami as Janelle Cochrane. Laura Guzman and Christina Pitter as Reva Luther. Zach Labresco as Sebastian Fredrickson. Kristen DiMaterio as Jackie Simmons. Hunter Grin as Jonathan Costello. Gary Cook as Jeff Howard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.